business.
Bartleby, the mystery of the cover letter. Why do recruiters still ask for them?
Dear sir, madam, you asked for a short cover letter to accompany my application to work in your sales department. I could spend time telling you that your company is the one place I have always wanted to work. My mother tells me that my very first words were Dassault Systèmes, Sequoia Capital, change as needed. I have a tattoo of your logo, founder's face, on my lower back. I have named all of my pets after your various product lines. I am grateful just to be given the opportunity to be rejected by you. But if you do hire me, you won't just be getting an employee, you'll be getting a brand evangelist. Or I could use up precious words, exaggerating my experiences and skills. To pick out just a few, in a previous role, I inherited a team with annual revenues of $10 million and quadrupled them in less than 3 minutes. I have lived in all of the world's most important emerging markets and speak fluent Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, and Portuguese. I can sign in all these languages too. I once negotiated a multilateral trade treaty on my own. In my spare time, I like to meditate, kickbox, and teach underprivileged children how to read. If I am extremely busy, I do all three of these things at once. Or I could devote paragraphs to describing my problem-solving credentials. To do so, I would use the STAR, Situation, Task, Action, and Result method that your own website says is a crucial part of your interview process. To take just one example, I previously worked for a chickpea distributor in Alaska. A colleague was underperforming badly, and I was asked to mentor him. I worked intensively with him, accompanying him on all his client calls, until I transformed his numbers, and he became the best-performing salesperson in the entire chickpea industry. As a result, the bastard was promoted to run the department, and I find myself looking for work. Or I could tell you more about my character and values. I am passionate about everything, which some might say shows a complete lack of discrimination. I have a growth mindset. Growth means more to me than anything. That's a joke, code for showing that I understand that work should be fun too. I am extremely resilient. This is the 435th cover letter that I have sent out in the past month, even though your company is the only place I truly want to work. I am led by the data and have a strong sense of purpose. I am focused on results and believe in the power of kindness. And so on and so forth. Or I could just use this letter as an excuse to repeat key words from the job advertisement for this position. In fact, that's basically all I have been doing so far, with the exception of chickpea and bastard. Passionate. Problem-solving. Purpose. Tick, tick, tick. I smuggled code in there too, as a subliminal signal that I might be able to program. But I could always spend more of my word count on things that you have told me you want. Dynamic, goal-oriented, persuasive, confident, proven. Or I could ask, what the hell is the point of me writing a cover letter at all? If the idea is to prove that I am willing to put in extra time, then ChatGPT has reduced the effort of writing a generic cover letter to almost nothing. You would be better off insisting that all applicants submit a handwritten note and train their own pigeon to deliver it directly to your offices. Nor are you likely to get a lot of new information out of this letter. I know you have to filter people out somehow, but wouldn't getting us to do some kind of aptitude or personality test tell you more about my candidacy? I can make all of the same boasts in the CV you also asked for and on LinkedIn, where I may be less likely to make things up. I have followed all of the usual advice on cover letters, as has almost every other applicant. I am playing your own words back to you, as I have already admitted. I have been careful to use lots of action verbs, like transformed and quadrupled, to reinforce the impression that I am an entrepreneurial go-getter with a hunter mentality. Tick, tick, tick. In other words, this is almost certainly a waste of your time and mine. The only defensible argument that I can think of for requesting a cover letter is that you might stumble across something a bit different. You might even come across a candidate honest enough to tell you what they think and memorable enough to warrant an interview. I look forward to meeting you in person soon. Yours sincerely, Frank Lee.